Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, are you listening to me?
You done did it again, both feet and mouth at the same time. How dumb can you be, giving me that same old timeline? Your eyes should be on me, but now I see that your love is on randomized. There you go again, you're feeling love. It's killing me. Mama told me that a man ain't worth it if his eyes are wandering, and your eyes are lazy. Better show me that a love like mine is worthy of some praying. So get on your knees and be like, please, baby, please, please, baby, baby, can't you see I'm sorry? But that'll be the day, even Jesus.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of With Dave and Marv. On today's show, we have a super talented singer-songwriter, Melissa Ramsey, joining us. We'll talk with Melissa about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. And as usual, I've got my buddy and co-host Craig with me. Hey, Craig, how are you, bud?
Good, Cody. Glad to be on for this interview. How are you doing?
I'm good. You know, that was the first time I've ever heard that song. And like I said, we've got Melissa on the line with us. Hey, Melissa, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. That is a great song.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it. I worked really hard on it and had a lot of really great feedback and support, and I'm really happy with how it turned out. I absolutely love the song.
And now, correct me if I'm wrong, I think you sent the song to me about about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I always do this. I want to be surprised, or be just as surprised as the listener is when I put on this music. So for about, since you sent it to me, I let it sit. I did not play it once. So so this was the first time I'm hearing it myself.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Well, that makes me feel really good that that was your reaction.
It's a great song. And I'll tell you this. I host a independent country radio show every Friday, and that song's mm-hmm. going straight into rotation for it.
Oh, my gosh. That is so amazing. Thank you. I really appreciate that, and I'm so happy you like it. And I've been, like I said, I've been getting so many amazing positive feedback from it from all my friends and family and fans. Just recently I had someone say, hey, I downloaded your song and listened to it. So it's always, like, really great to hear, especially if it comes from your friends and family, because, you know, that's, it's like being very, like, naked in front of people, having something that you worked so hard on and then releasing it, you know?
Right. I understand.
So it's really, so it's really awesome to hear good feedback. So thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Before we kick things off today, I like to do this with all my guests. Just kind of introduce yourself and tell the listeners how you got started in music in the first place.
Okay, yeah, totally. My name's Melissa Ramsky, as you all know. And I grew up for the most part of my life in Southwest Kansas. So I grew up in a really small town called Ulysses, and I grew up on a ranch, and I have an older sister. She's 2 years older than me, and I actually got into more of the music and modeling kind of by mistake. My mom took me and my sister to go get our pictures done. I was probably about 3, and so that made my sister, 5 or so. And we took our Christmas photos, and later on they called my mom and they asked if they could use my photo for their advertisement all around, at the Walmarts. And so my mom was like, yeah, absolutely. So she got a free, a whole packet of photos because of it. And I think from there, it just really started off my career. I used to sing all the time in the backseat of my car. And I remember going on walks with my grandfather, and he would, teach me little silly songs. And I think it just, music was in my blood, and I just knew that I wanted to be a singer. It's something that I didn't think I wouldn't never want to do. Like, I just kind of knew what I wanted when I was growing up. So I guess that's always a nice thing to have, is to know exactly what you want to be and where you want to go in life.
Right.
So, I just slowly got more into pageants and singing and doing any type of talent show or anything that I could that was around me in my area. And then me and my sister kind of got together. We started singing as a duo, and we moved to Nashville, and it's been history since then. So it's been an amazing journey. I'm absolutely amazed at all I have been able to accomplish till now. And especially since I moved to Nashville, and there's so many amazing opportunities here. So I've been very blessed so far.
That's awesome. Now, in researching for this interview, I listened to an interview that you did with a good buddy of mine, Chris
mm-hmm.
Topp.
So
I think Chris is first of all, way better at this than I am, and and secondly, the most legit guy in the radio business. So,
mm-hmm.
but correct me if I'm wrong. You're also an actor, aren't you?
Yes, I have done quite a bit of acting. I've done independent movies. I've done animated movies, commercials, all kinds of things. I absolutely love acting. And I love it even more if I can mix music in with acting, like I have with my last, I did an independent movie. And I was also able to work on the soundtrack as well. And I've done a lot of animated movies and worked on the soundtrack as well. And I love being able to do the two. It absolutely is amazing.
Awesome. Now, before we dive into some more of my questions, I'm
mm-hmm.
going to turn things over to Craig and see if he's got anything he wants to ask.
Absolutely.
Sure. Hi, Melissa. I wanted to ask you, how did the Masquerade end up being come about, the idea for it? You know, like who you ended up participating in co-writing, or if not, then how did you chosen to sing this song?
Yeah, so I was in search for a new single, and I usually do write or co-write my own songs, but I wanted something fresh and different and new, and so I was, you know, just started looking for some great songs. I get sent songs a lot, and so started looking through, you know, the database, and I am friends with Ozzy Brown, and he we connected off of a songwriting pro site, and he said, "Hey, look, I'm gonna write you a song, and I'm gonna send it over, and you tell me what you think." And I looked at a couple more in between him writing the song and sending it over, and you know, just still like, no, it's just the minute I hear the song, I'll know. And he sent me over the song, and I played probably like of the first verse, and I instantly knew that this was the song. It was absolutely like that moment where you're like, yes, this is, I know this is going to be like, it's exactly what I'm looking for. So I messaged him back, and I was like, I love the song. Yes, let's do it. And I took quite a bit of time just going into the studio, and we worked on producing it and adding the sound that we really liked to it and giving it that, you know, sassy, you know, attitude that I love and have in my music. And so I didn't personally write it, but I definitely added my personal touches to it, like I always do.
Your special Melissa Ramsky.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm sure one last question. You added that special touch to it when you filmed the video, which
yes.
I haven't seen in its entirety, but it looks like that you ended up having really enjoyed doing the filming. Is that
yes. So we recently just filmed the music video about 2 weeks ago, and it turned out amazing. I had so much fun. By the end of the day, I was absolutely exhausted, but it was crazy. It was like an actual party the whole day, and I was literally on cloud nine because I was having so much fun, and everyone was enjoying themselves, and it turned out even better than I could have imagined. And I know you can tell that through all the pictures and videos I was posting. We were just having a good time. And I am so excited whenever we release the music video because I know everyone is going to love it. it's really going to show, like I said before, my special style and the little touches I put on my music and what I like to release to my family and friends and fans. And so I am really excited for you all to see the finished product.
Yes, I'm certainly among that bunch.
Yes.
And I'm hoping that one day you'll have a real party without the masquerade to celebrate the success of the song.
Oh, well, thank you. You know what? I hope so, too. And it's been doing so well. I have no doubt that I will get there.
I'm pulling for you, Melissa, to do so.
Thank you.
Same here.
Thank you.
Now, I've got some kind of fun, quirky, kind of get-to-know-you type questions, okay?
Okay.
Number one, what sort of music are you listening to right now, and what TV shows are you into?
Well, let's see. TV shows, it's so hard. I love movies and TV, but sometimes I just don't have enough time to be able to, like, watch everything I want to. I've been so busy lately that it's been really hard for me to keep up with, like, TV at all. But I do have, like, a few specific shows that I'm really into. There's this show called, what is it? It's on E. I've been watching it. I can't remember it. Oh, I can't remember the name. I've been absolutely in love with it. It's a really cool show on E. And then also I just finished on Netflix the 13 Reasons Why, and I thought I was going to bawl my eyes out. It's like a very touching TV show if you guys haven't seen it yet, and I'm excited because I saw that a season 2 is coming out, so I'll definitely be binging on that. And I always love Big Bang Theory. Like, I love anything comedy that I can just sit and relax and laugh at. So I always try to catch the Big Bang Theory new episodes when I can. So, and then with movies, also that's a little bit hard, but I just went on Mother's Day. Me and my mom and my best friend and her mom, we all went out to eat, and we went and watched the movie Snatched, I think it's called, and it was hilarious. It was the one with Goldie Hawn in it, and she was absolutely, you know, amazing, as she always is in movies, and so funny. And so I loved that movie. It was really cute.
Well, was this with Amy Schumer in it too?
Yeah, the one with Amy Schumer, yeah.
I didn't see that, but the previews, I thought it was hysterical.
Yeah, it was really funny throughout the whole movie. And there is some, like, little touching scenes, too. It's very mother-daughter-ish, and that's why I had a feeling it would be really good for Mother's Day. And my mom and my friend's mom both enjoyed it, too. We laughed. So it was definitely a good movie. So I would suggest going to see that, but only if you're, like, 18 and up, because I wouldn't suggest anyone younger than that to go watch it. Yeah, but I usually love, like, romantic comedies and just, like, fun movies that I can just relax and laugh to.
Yeah. I'm gonna throw a scenario at you real quick. I had a professor in college. It was my criminal law class. This dude loved scenarios. So every class period, we'd get at least one scenario per class period. But, when your career starts taking off and you're winning a CMA award after CMA award, which will happen for you, there's no doubt in my mind, what's the one thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist?
Hmm. Well, I think the one thing is just being able to stay true to myself and who I am and my style and not changing that for anyone I know who work with me. Sometimes they probably want to hit me over the head because I'm sure they have no patience for me because I want things my way as an artist because that's who I am and that's what I want to portray in my music. And I feel like everyone I've talked to who hear my music, they also say, you know, like you have a really unique style and it really shows who you are as an artist. And I always want to be able to do that. I want to be able to put my emotions and my life into my music. And that way other people can relate and they have a better connection with you. And I always want to be able to keep that going in my music and be remembered for it.
That's awesome. I heard a Dan Rather ask that question to a Kid Rock one time, and I thought it was just the greatest question ever. So I sort of stole it.
Yeah, no, I love that question. That's awesome. Yeah, it's really. It makes you think as an artist what you really do want to put into your music and be remembered for. So I like that one. That one's good.
Okay. This is sort of a fun one, and I always enjoy the response to this question because the responses are rarely ever the same. If you weren't a singer, what would you be doing right now?
Well, if I wasn't a singer, I would probably be a realtor. I do that actually on the side too. So I would probably do that more full time and probably open up my own real estate firm and maybe become a broker. So that's what I feel like I would be doing if I didn't have music.
That's awesome. Now, I always ask this next question. It's become sort of a staple of these interviews. If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you and what would it be?
Wow. You know, I don't think, well, you know what? There would be one thing. When I was growing up, I loved singing, but I was scared to death of talking on stage. I could sing to a person all day long, but when it came to me actually talking to someone on stage, I froze up. I couldn't think of words. Like, words were not a thing for me. I probably would be able to, as I grew up, it became easier for me to actually talk to people on stage versus just singing. Mm-hmm. But I would probably erase that fear of talking when I was younger. That way I could have experienced a little bit more when I was on stage. So, but that's probably about it. I feel like everything that I've experienced in my career was supposed to be that way for a reason, and it's made me grow as a person. So I really wouldn't change anything.
That's awesome. Now, I've got another scenario for you, and this is sort of a fun one. Okay. You're stranded on a desert island and can only take three items. What are you taking?
I can only take three items. All right. My phone. Well, yeah, I'm going to do my phone. I'm hoping I have service. I'm going to take, I know, I'm like, maybe I'll have service on this island.
If not, there's always the bottle for messages.
Yes, that's true.
True.
What else? Let's see. I would take, I was going to be like my keys, but I obviously can't drive on an island, so I'm not going to be taking my car keys. I don't know, probably I guess I would take like some blankets and stuff. I assume I'm going to have to sleep. I get cold easy, so I wouldn't mind being a little comfortable on the island. And let's see, probably like that and my guitar. And just like hang out on the beach of the island, just, you know, wait for cell phone service and play music.
All right. Now, I want to I switch gears here a second, and talk more about your music. Now, I know you put out Masquerade recently. Is there any plans for an EP or an album right now?
Yes, I'm slowly developing. We're going to be putting out an EP. But I wanted to kind of put out a couple of singles first. It's been a while since I've released a single since Masquerade. So I really wanted to be able to put out a new song. And I'm going to start working on another song here soon that will be released hopefully by the end of the year. So, but yeah, in between then, I'm working on compiling some more, you know, songs to do an EP. So, I'll keep everyone, you know, tuned in to see when it'll be released. But I usually like to keep everyone on, you know, the edge of their seats, waiting to see what I'm going to do next.
Right. Yes, I understand. Hey, and I'll just tell you this right now. If there's anything that we can do for you here on the show, whether it's a promotion for an upcoming single, a promotion for the EP, whatever it is, don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
Oh, awesome. Yeah, absolutely. I definitely will. Right now, the biggest thing is my Masquerade is, you know, out. It's at the radio stations right now. All you have to do is just request my song. It is on IDX. I'd have to check and see exactly what series it is. I have everything posted on my websites and Facebooks, and I've been passing it around to all my family and friends and fans, asking them, you know, call into your radio station and request it. And you know, the more that you request it, the more airplay it'll get. So, and, you know, the more popular the song will be. So I am asking everyone, if they want to hear my song on the radio, to just call into their radio station and request it. And that would be so amazing. And if you want to, you can even record it and post it on my page. That would be awesome.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep. When you said radio stations, does that also include the highway, Melissa?
You know what? I would have to check and see. It's possible that I know that it was sent out to all the radio stations nationwide, a very, very, very long list. I would have to check and see if the highway has it, though. I would assume they would. So I'll have to check and see.
Well, let us know if you had did, because we would love to request it. To be played on Horizon as a highway find.
Awesome. Yeah, I will check that out and I'll let you know.
Brainerd would definitely be buzzing to Masquerade, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely. I feel like he would really like it.
Just a couple more questions for you, and we'll let you go, but I know you're pretty prominent on social media. So, how has social media affected your career thus far?
It's done wonders. Truthfully, I feel like it's really helped me reach out and meet new people and artists to work with and collaborate. And not only that, but it's amazing to be able to post about what I'm doing for my music and being able, you know, to market my music to all my fans out there on social media and be able to share it in ways that we couldn't do before. So it's been amazing for my career, and I feel like anyone who uses social media would probably say the same thing. It's a great way to connect to fans and be able to really go further in your career. So definitely social media is a plus.
And that's how get to know you. I think I probably followed you first on Twitter, and that's how we essentially booked this radio show today.
Mm-hmm.
But my last question, and I don't know if Craig did anything else, but whether in your professional life or a personal life, what's the best advice you've ever been given?
Best advice? That would probably be to think positive and take constructive criticism and put it towards developing and improving yourself. That was something my mom taught me, and I use it not only in my professional life, but in my personal life. And I feel like everyone is always learning and always, you know, developing every day. And if you don't take, you know, constructive criticism and your failures and turn it around into a positive light and use that to enhance, you know, your who you are already, because, you know, you're good already, but if you can take that learning experience and grow from it, you're going to be a better person and you're going to succeed. So that's probably the best advice I've received, and I would probably give that advice to anyone.
That's awesome. Do you have anything else, Craig?
Yes, I do. This is one question that I wish I would have asked earlier, Melissa, but I know that you're a mother of a small daughter. How old is she, 5 right now or 6?
Yes, my daughter, Bree, she's 6.
Yes. How do you are able to keep up being a realtor with your song, doing being active your career, and being a mother? It's quite an accomplishment.
It's thank you. It is a juggling act, and I am very, very lucky to have an amazing family and friends in my life who really helped me out. And if there's just something I can't get done, they swoop in and they help me and they save me, and it's amazing. You have to have a good support system to be able to do all I do and be so busy and, you know, and have a kid and try to be there with them every step of the way, and then also a career. And so, yeah, definitely it, you know, takes a village, like they say. And I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, well, you know, it's because I'm amazing and I do it all, because I don't. I have a lot of support. And so, that's the number one thing.
Agreed. You're not, you can only be Wonder Woman, I guess, not Superwoman all the time.
Exactly.
Wow. So 30 minutes.
I still commend you.
Thank you.
A 30 minutes completely flew by, didn't it?
It really did. I cannot believe it's already flew by. That is crazy. I love talking to people. I love interviews. And so, yeah, anytime I do an interview, I feel like it just flies by. And I always love learning about other people and them learning about me. So thank you so much for having me on your show.
No, thank you.
And
it was an honor to have you as a guest.
Oh, thank you.
And again, like I said, if there's anything that you ever need from us, don't ever hesitate to reach out if there's ever anything we can do.
Awesome. Thank you so much. You guys were so great, and I definitely will. So thank you again for having me, and I had a really great, fun time.
Yes, you're always welcome back as a guest.
Yes, you are, absolutely. Before we do leave, though, do you want to give a quick shout-out to where a fan can find you on social media?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. I'm sorry.
Do you want to give a quick shout-out to where fans can find you on social media?
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to find me and check out my social media, you can go to my website, which is melissaramsky.com, and you can link to every social media site I have on there. Or if you just do, you know, Facebook, you can go to my Facebook and type in Melissa Ramsky. I do have a fan page that you can like, and I post on it pretty much all the time, so you're always up to date. I do have a Twitter, and I have an Instagram, so you guys can check out that. I like to post pictures and keep everyone, you know, up on what's going on and videos, and so I like to keep it fun and really interact with everyone. So if you guys go check me out and tell me that you heard me on the show, I always enjoy talking to everyone.
And I follow you on pretty much every social media platform out there. I follow you. So
that's awesome. Well, that's good, and I'm glad. I feel like you know, some people enjoy Facebook and some people don't like Facebook at all, but they like Instagram. So I like to make sure I have all of them covered, so that way I can reach out to everyone and they can be able to see what I'm doing and enjoy my music also.
I have Twitter, Instagram, just Snapchat. I can't get in the Snap for the chat. So.
Yeah, I just, I have a Snapchat, but I'm, like, everyone knows who is on my Snapchat. I barely even watch Snapchat. And, like, people have to text me and be like, I sent you a Snapchat. So I'm like, oh, I'll check it out, like, you know, 3 weeks later. So, yeah, I'm really bad with Snapchat. But every other social media site, I'm always trying to stay up to date on.
Right. I'm a social media hound. I mean, I love social media. It's great. Especially for what we do here on the show, social media is probably my best friend.
Absolutely. No, I agree. Like I said, it's changed everyone's lives so much. And I feel like it is for the best, though. Everyone can keep in touch, and there's just so many amazing things you can use it for, and as a really positive tool to be able to enhance everyone's lives. So, yeah, I'm always on social media, and I'm always up to talking, guys.
Hey, this has been so much fun.
Oh, it has. It's been so much fun. Thank you so much for having me. I truly appreciate you.
Absolutely.
Thank you, too, Melissa.
Oh, well, thank you, guys.
Hey,
you have a great evening. Yes.
Absolutely. I'm going to let you go, but you've got a open invitation back to the show anytime.
Thank you. That means the world to me, and I'll definitely take it.
We definitely consider you a friend of the show now. So.
Awesome. Aw, well, that means so much.
I'll talk to you later, Melissa, okay?
Bet you in
there. All right. Yeah. I'll see you guys.
All right. Bye.
Take care, Melissa.
All right. Bye.
Well, that was fun, wasn't it, Craig?
Oh, yes. She was very vivacious. This was a fun interview. There was no masquerade behind it.
Well played, buddy. Well played. Oh, man. Let's see. And next week, and this person's already posted about it, but next week we've got singer-songwriter Angela Sue Chislock joining us, which I just cannot wait for. It's going to be so much fun. You actually booked her, didn't you, Craig?
Yes, I did. I met her 2 years ago at the Wobber Awards, and she's also going to be, she's also up for Best Single, just as much as you're up for Category 2.
Cool. I am.
So what's great is, well, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, we've only got like the 5 minutes of the stream left, so I'm going to probably let you go, and I'll wrap up here, all right, buddy?
No problem. Thanks so much again, Cody, for another great interview.
Man, I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you later. Have a good night.
You too, bud. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the super talented, super sweet Miss Melissa Ramsky. And like I said earlier, next Tuesday at 4:30 Central, we have a singer-songwriter, Angela Suchas, like joining us. The 13th, I don't remember who right offhand. I'll check that, and I'll get back to you. June 20th, I believe, we have singer-songwriter Hannah Rose Platt joining us from all the way across the pond in the UK. And after that, it gets a little jumbled. I pull up the schedule and see. But I was just informed of something earlier today about another interview in August that I will be posting about soon, very, very soon. So I think with that, I'm going to end the episode right now. You've been listening to Brit Is With Murph. Thank you and goodbye.